ভাগবত আরম্ভে ব্যাস মঙ্গলাচরণে পরমেশ্বর নিরুপিলা এই দুই লক্ষণে সিমটম ক্যারেক্টারিস্টিক অফ দি সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গড. One characteristic is that is eternally constant, present with him. And another characteristic is that it is sometimes manifested, sometimes not manifested. These two characteristics are called the superior energy and inferior energy. Manifestation of the superior energy is always constant presence in the Supreme Personality of God. And manifestation of the inferior energy, that is, not always present, it is sometimes manifested, sometimes not manifested. Just like we have got also, it is very easy to understand. We have got several energies, personally. And we have got some mean energy also that is within us, that is not always manifested. Sometimes I come in threat. That is my energy. That is my energy. But it is not always manifested. This is a crude example. Similarly, everything is there in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavat explained in the beginning of Bhagavat that everything has its origin from the Supreme Lord. Everything, whatever you have got, it has its origin from the Supreme Lord. And that is also confirmed in other Vedic literature. Imani bhutani, all these things which are created, there is a source, that is Brahma. That is Brahma. The Vedanta Sutra also confirms the Janmadasya. Athata Brahma Vijnana. What is Brahma? As this is explained in one code word, Janmadasya. Brahma is that from whom everything is manifested. Brahma is that from whom or from which, whatever you like, everything is manifested. So, that supreme source, samambona of everything, is described in the Srimadha Bhagavatam. Janmadrasyajato annayat utarapascha atyetu avijna sarah. That supreme source of everything, what is the nature of that supreme source of everything? Now, the Bhagavad says, the Janmadrasyajato annayat itaratascha atyetu avijna. His concept, first qualification is concept. The Supreme Source cannot be unconscious. Why? Because we are conscious beings. So we are also emanation from the Supreme Lord, the living entity. Some of the living entities are moving, some of the living entities, they do not move, just like the trees, the hills, the mountains, they have got also their life. So, they are not moving, we are moving. Man, human being, cats, dogs, and so many there are. So, they are conscious. So, unless the Supreme Lord is conscious, the Supreme Source of all generation is conscious, where from this consciousness can come? So, the philosophy that the Supreme Source is void, how we can maintain? where from this consciousness comes. Now, they say that consciousness is generated by the combination of matter. But up till now, no scientist has proved that by combination of chemicals and matter, physical things, one can produce consciousness. So, then Bhagavad very nicely describes that the supreme source of everything is consciousness. Now, he is conscious in two ways, annayad itaratasya, directly or indirectly. Just like we are also conscious, but we are directly conscious, indirectly we are not conscious. Indirectly, we are not conscious. But God is all-powerful, supreme consciousness, therefore is directly conscious and indirectly conscious. In the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find that Krishna says that vidaham samititani vartamanani sa bharata. I know everything about atitani, what is past, everything, what is past. And I know what is present, I know what is future. And on this understanding, Krishna says in the second chapter, you may remember, that you, me, and all these persons who have assembled here, they were individual persons in the past. They are individual persons now, and they will continue to be individual persons in the future. This is consciousness. Annayat itaratasya. Now again, what sort of consciousness? Where from he has got this consciousness? Just like we have got our consciousness from the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Source, and where from the Supreme, as God, He has got His consciousness. The Bhagavad is Sarat. Sarat means He is independent. His consciousness is not dependent on others' consciousness. Sarat. He has got all the knowledge. Yesterday we have been discussing Bhagavan. Bhagavan is full of all knowledge. Where from he got this knowledge? Now our experience is that we go to school, college and get knowledge. And where from he gets knowledge? The Bhagavad replies, Sara, the self-sufficient, full of knowledge. These are the differences. So, these qualifications are always present. This is called Sarubla. Unless God is independent. Unless God is conscious, indirectly and directly, He cannot be the Supreme Force. This is called Sarup Lakshan, constant presence. Tene Brahma Rida Cha Adi Kavayim Hiyanti Vasturaya. Now, people may argue that in the creation we find Brahma, the first-born living creature, and he has given us the Vedic knowledge. So, the creation, because he is the first living creature, then he, Sarat, is also independent. God is independent, this living creature, this God, He is independent. Otherwise, how should we give the knowledge of the God? So, the reply is, Tene Brahma Vidha. No, He is also dependent. He got the knowledge from the Supreme Lord. How is that? He is the first born living creature. How is has got knowledge from God,
Tene Brahma Vida, Brahma the Vedic knowledge, was imparted into the heart of them. Why? Because God is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara Sarva Vidyanam Vidya Sarva. These things are very nicely described in the beginning. Tene Brahma Vida, Adhikavaya, Adhikavaya means Brahma. Kavi means Vilyane. Kavi. Kavi in Puranam, Anishasitaram, Bhagavad Gita. He is Kavi in Puranam. He is the oldest Vilyane. Old Puranam, Puranam means old. Why God is not recognized? To understand God, He is the greatest of the greatest thinker, philosopher, or sage, and he was there, I believe. Not enough. One has to go to Satavatsa Sankalam. So, God taken has that he has got two characters. One character is that is always good. What is that? He's independent and full of knowledge and is conscious. And consciousness is not the qualification of that. Wildness cannot be accepted as the qualification of the Supreme. The Supreme must be conscious. And Jatra, in him, rest beings are material manifestation. And what is this material manifestation? Tidabharinidhinayam. It is simply a change of fire, water and air. Of course, there are other things like eight elements, fire, water, ash, and air. This is a gross material element. And the final material elements are the mind, intelligence, and all things. We have discussed this in the normal view. So, this material manifestation is nothing but a manipulation. A preparation of this vessel. Just like we present sometimes varieties of pukta. Kachori, Sangha, Puri, and Rasgulla, and so many things. But what I do? There is varieties of grain and milk fat, that's all. Similarly, all these varieties. Manifestation in the real world. Then, Jatra, Tirubari is in Jatra Viniman, Jatra Pisadda Misha, Hamisha, it is called. But it appears to be just like real, fully living entity. Under the spell of illusory energy, they have accepted this false exchange of material element as real. This is called materialism. One who has accepted this false representation of reality, they are called materialists. And one who knows the real position of this material world, he is spiritual. That is the difference between materialism and spiritualism. So, this material representation, false representation, are temporary. The Vaishnava philosophy, they do not say false. Why they say false? God is real. His energy is real. You cannot say material energy as unreal.
because God is there and His energy is there. Just like the fire is there, the heat is there, the temperature is there. We cannot say temperature falls. It may be manifested at some time.
But it may not manifest.
Just like the temperature of sun is not perceived nowadays because due to the cold. But the temperature is the same, but it is manifested during Jindila, it is very strong. And in other seasons, it is not very good. Similarly, this material energy, we cannot say that it is false.
It is false.
Because the Vrsna philosophy is perfect. That is temporal. Vrsya vrsya priya. It is sometimes manifested, and this is called tapasya. These two characteristics, these things of the Supreme Lord, is called tapasya. Sometimes manifested, sometimes not manifested. But so far the superior energy is concerned, that is always manifested. That is explained in the next line, dhamna sirna sada nirasak hukam. Param Satam. Now that is Param Satam, the Supreme Truth, where there is no such temporary manifestation. So, this is knowledge and ignorance. The ignorant materialists, they are captivated. Durasaya jibuhiratkaman. What is the materialistic point of view? The durasaya. They are thinking to have peace and prosperity in this world. Durasaya. It's called durasaya. That will never be fulfilled. The foolish future. But will never be fulfilled. They are trying for that. Durasaya. Nothing will lose. Why they are trying for? Nothing they do, they are fools, they do not know. What they do not know, nothing they do is half of the thing. What is their self-interest? They do not know. When, what is their self-interest? Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. Their self-interest is to go back to home, go back to Godhead. That is their real self-interest. One should be interested. Selfish, this is real selfishness, that I must know what I am, what is the goal of my life. But these people, they do not know what is the goal of life. They are trying to adjust things here, well, things will never be adjusted, because the nature of this material world is like that. Vutta vutta puliyate, visabdam mithai, it is a false, a temporary representation. So, the common circumstance is that the Supreme Lord, Krishna, or God has got he has got many diverse energies. All these diverse energies are, summarized in three divisions, the spiritual energy, the material energy, and the marginal. We are the man, we are living entities, we are marginal. We are sometimes captivated by the material energy, and sometimes we are in spiritual energy. Now our attempt is, Krishna consciousness means, we are trying to transfer ourselves from the temporal energy to the spiritual energy. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita we find, Mahatmanastu mahantu devi prakriti maastrita. Devi prakriti means the superior energy, divine energy. This is also divine energy, but that is direct, this is indirect. This is temporary. Nothing can exist without being divine. Because everything is coming out from divine. So sarvam khalidam brahma. Therefore, impersonally, they have taken everything as Brahma. That is also true. Everything is Brahma. That's why. That's like in the store. This whole thing is store. That's all that. But we have to take advantage of the store, not sitting in the square, and it is a levitation. We have to sit here. If you saw, that is also sitting place, why not go there? And there is a lecture from there. No, we have to drive here. You have to take advantage of the death. Everything is energy of Krishna, that's all right. But we have to take the advantage of the better energy, superior. So Jnati Vidhu, they do not know how to take advantage of the superior energy. So, there are two energies, the superior and inferior, or the spiritual and material. The material energy, this is the definition of that, of the definition and activities of the Supreme Samangona, Janma Vishnu, Supreme Source of everything. But the superior energy, in which the Supreme Lord is always saying, Goloka eva nivasati aslasa sriko. The Bhagavad Gita also is stated, Parastasmasu bhavanya bhaktya bhaktya samasana purushastra paraprata bhaktya. That purusha, that Supreme Lord, has to be understood bhaktya, not other way. That is stated. Only purushastra paraprata. There is no other way. You cannot understand the Supreme Lord. That Supreme Lord is Amna, Sina, Sada. Sada means always, eternal. Amna, Sina, in its own abode. In its own abode, Amna, Sina, Nidatta, Suhakam. Where there is no illusion. Suhakam means illusion. That's why here, everything is Suha. Everything is made of hot water. Temporary thing, just like a doll. Doll you see, you sometimes find in storefront, a big mercantile car. There is nice girl standing is there. So that is Suhakam, illusion. That is illusion. Those who know, it is a doll. Similarly, that is the difference between a man in knowledge and man in ignorance. They are accepting this material doll as real. That is simple. And those who are in knowledge, they know, no, it is doll. The reality is different. So sadhana, there is no suhokam. That doll illusion is not there. Sadhana is a suhokam. They are satsam param. And there exists the Supreme Truth. Satyam param dhimahi vidhimahi gayatri mantra. Those are Brahmins who are elevated, they are given this gayatri mantra. Om bhurdhuva tattat sabitu varannam bhargavati vasas dhimahi. Dhimahi, that dhimahi word is used here in the Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is meant for persons who are already in the qualification of life. It is not meant for persons who are in the qualification of Sudra. Because this very word suggests Dhimahi. Dhimahi is meant for Brahma. Gayatri. So, this is to understood that God is always his real character is spiritual energy. And another character is the material energy that is temporary. Thank you. Any question? Any question?
What is the difference between karma yoga and bhakti yoga?
Well, we are not discussed just now, karma yoga.
Anyway, karma yoga and bhakti yoga. Karma yoga is meant
yoga. First thing, yoga. Yoga means linking, connecting. So any yoga, there are many different kinds of yoga. Any yoga means linking oneself with the Supreme. So those who are too much addicted to karma. Karma means what? Just like we see in your New York City. Everyone is busy with karma. Karma means to do something, there is some result and you enjoy. That is called karma. They are doing business, they are doing so many things, there is result. The karma has an effect. So it may be good or bad, so one has to enjoy or suffer. So those who are too much addicted to these karma activities, when those activities are done with yoga, yoga means linking with the Supreme, that is suffering.
Bhakti yoga,
karma yoga is almost the same bhakti yoga, and bhakti yoga is direct. Bhakti yoga is that bhaktas, they are not addicted to karma, but they are simply addicted to the service of the Lord. That service of the Lord and ordinary work sometimes appear one and the same. That's why we are also typewriting. Your mother was asking the other day, oh, you have got dictaphone? Yes. So I do say the material is in that, and we are spiritualizing this. You have produced this material thing, you are spiritualizing. Sometimes the ordinary karma and bhakti appears to be the same, but they are not the same. They are not the same. Because everything, the source of humanity, we have nothing to hate for materialism, because materialism is the energy of God. Why should we hate? We have nothing to hate. We don't hate materialism. The materialism, they do not understand what is material. Materialism is to forget the source of all this. That is materialism. One who knows the source of everything is God. For him there is no materialism. Because he utilizes everything but that source. So for an advanced and devotee, there is nothing material. There is nothing material. Everything is material.